Thanks for tuning in to Lash Alliance Education. This is Morgan Glass, the owner and founder. I am here to bring you the most updated free education in the lash industry. Remember, we are in this together, one client at a time. Hey, hey, hey! It is the day before Christmas Eve. We have been so crazy busy. Most of the girls, thankfully, it's almost 6 o'clock, and most of the girls, I believe, are gone for the holiday. We don't open back up. See, today's Thursday and we don't open back up until Tuesday. So that's a nice little break. And I've been trying to do this podcast for the last 2 days. And with my podcast, I love my podcast, but I do own a salon. I have a product line. I have trainings, everything. I'm so busy. I'm like a mad woman sometimes. And with the holiday season, it's been so crazy. So my podcast for the last 2 days has been pushed on the back burner. So I'm so happy to finally make some time to do this podcast. This podcast is going to be about hiring staff. And we're going to take just a little tiny piece of that, and we're going to dive into the interview process, okay? So I wanted to do a separate podcast just on its own about the interview process because it is so important. And I will say, when I first opened my salon, I did not realize how important this process is. It is so important, the way you do your interview process. And I have learned that within the 4 years I've owned my salon, I have learned that it is so important, and having the proper interview process will really, really help you on getting someone in the doors that really, really cares about your company and really, really wants to be there truly, and also cares about your company. And obviously not as much as you do. You're the owner. You're the only one that's going to care about your company as much as you do. And that's something that you do definitely need to realize. But you definitely want to get people in there that at least, you know, they want to be there and they're proud to work for you. And I, over the last 4 years, I never knew how important the interview process was when I first opened. I didn't know a lot of things, and that's one reason why I do this podcast, because I don't want you to have to make the mistakes that I did, because it really sucked. And I had definitely a lot of life lessons and a lot of lessons that I learned, but I have grown from that and I've became better because of that. So this is going to be really good for you if you are about to open up your studio, if you're solo right now and you're about to add on girls, or if you're just lashing by yourself right now and you're not opening a studio anytime soon. That is okay, because if you have a goal to open your own studio, you're going to get there, and this will help you. And at least I hope it does, and I'm pretty sure it will, because this process, now that I have, is truly so amazing. And it really, really, it helps me so much. And I just wish I could go back 4 years and have this process that I have now. But, you know, we live and we learn, right? So the first things first, when you do get to that point where you are bringing on another lash artist and it's not just going to be you anymore, you are going to have to obviously get the word out, okay? Now, you can put it on Facebook, social media, Instagram, all of that. Or you can also make an Indeed listing. I really highly recommend Indeed, okay? And I am not affiliated with them at all. I just really, really like Indeed. I always, always, always post my Indeed that I'm looking for a lash artist, and I've done it for my receptionist position as well. I do it for free. I do not pay for it, okay? It will try to get you to pay for it, and it wants you to pay for it, obviously, to be one of the sponsored job posting, and that just puts it up at the top of the page. But I don't ever do that, and because that can get really, really expensive, and I don't do that, and I still get so many girls that apply. I had just posted, the most recent one was for my receptionist position, and I believe I had over 100 applications. Now, for lash artist positions, I typically don't get as much, and I don't know if that's just because in Oklahoma, we don't have as many lash artists, but I usually get anywhere from 20 to 30 every time that I do post it. I've had a lot of success on Indeed. Shout out to our manager, Bridget, at the salon. She's been with me over 2 years. She is so amazing. I love her so much. She sometimes is on the podcast. You probably have seen her sometimes on the Lash Alliance Instagram as well with me. I actually have found her on Indeed. And when I found her, I just hired her just for a lash artist, and she actually ended up working her way up to a manager. So I have found her on Indeed. Also, Annie, she is our lead brand ambassador. She also works here at our salon. I found her on Indeed as well, and I found her around the same time as Bridget, so she's also been with me long term. So I've had a lot of success on Indeed, but I will say I've also had people come in from Indeed for interviews that I've had someone before that was high. this was years ago, and this is exactly why I do my interview process completely different now. I've had so many different crazy people from Indeed, but I've also had a lot of good, so I do definitely recommend it. It will give you a lot of candidates, but you have to do really well on going through those candidates and seeing what lines up best with you, and the certain interview process I'm about to tell you will help you do that, okay? Also, too, another way that I get a lot of my girls that work here are just because we are one of the top rated lash studios in Oklahoma. That's really well known. So with that being said, we do get a lot of girls that like follow us on social media, and maybe their family members already come here to get their lashes done, or they have friends, they know people that come here to get lashes done. So while they're in school, you know, learning to do lashes and everything, they want to work here. And so sometimes I get situations like that. I also will get girls that take our trainings classes too. So if you do trainings, that's also good as well, because there's a strong possibility that those girls that you are training that are taking your training classes, they are probably going to want to work for you as well. Not all of them, but there's a good chance that a lot of them are going to want to work for you. So you're going to have them apply, and then if it's on Indeed, you'll be able to, you can have an option where they have to send a resume. I think that's awesome. I like being able to see everyone's job history, their references, all of that. And I really go through it and I see, you know, what their experience is. Now for me, I don't necessarily look for lash experience. In Oklahoma, you do have to be licensed cosmetologist or esthetician, so they do have to have that. But I personally don't always look for a lot of experience, because I actually like to train, because I can train my girls the correct way and the right way, and we don't have to break any habits. I have also, just so little heads up, what I have personally noticed for me in the last 4 years when it comes to hiring lash artists, I feel like when it comes to girls that either have no experience or have very little experience, they really take what I say a lot more serious, and they really, really highly respect it, and they look up to you compared to someone that's been in the industry either the same amount of time as you, or has, you know, maybe worked at another salon that got trained elsewhere, etc. I've just noticed that sometimes they are a little bit more difficult not all, okay, but I'm just saying I've noticed that a lot more with girls that do have experience. Sometimes it can be a little more difficult if they are doing, like, say they learned off YouTube, for example, you know, and there's something that they're doing that there's a such better way to do, and you try to help them and correct that. Sometimes they don't always take that the right way. So I like girls that I can train the proper way from scratch. I've just had more success that way. That's just me. I know a lot of, I've heard a lot of other lash companies that have actually said the opposite, that they don't have as much success like that. They like people to have at least 1 year experience. I don't know. I'm different. Like I said, I have had more success the other way, and that's what I personally like because of those reasons. So you're going to find whoever stands out to you. And then I always like to do a phone interview first. So I highly recommend that you do that phone interview first before anything. That has saved me so much time, because the last thing, as an owner, you already don't have much time. So the last thing you want to be doing is wasting your time, right? So do the phone interview and see if you guys are even on the same page. Because if you're offering a certain hourly rate or a certain commission, then and if they are coming from, I don't know, somewhere else that was used to something completely different, you guys might not even be in the same ballpark as what you're offering compared to what they need. Sometimes you can work on it. I've done that before with certain girls and I've been able to work on that. But, you know, if they are saying they want 80% commission, you know, you're probably not going to be offering that because you would be going negative. Okay. So you definitely need to check on that and see where they're at and where you are at. And I will say within 5 minutes on the phone with someone, I know if I want to meet them in person or not, okay? Let me just say that again. Within 5 minutes, I know if I want to meet them or not. It may even be before 5 minutes if I'm being honest with you. You will know very, very quick on the phone with them if you want to continue that conversation, if you want to meet them in person. Basically, the phone interview, it's 10 minutes max, okay? It's not very long. I'm not going to sit there and ask them tons of questions. That's what the actual in-person interview is for me. I just want to see, like I said, if we are on the same page or not, because I don't want to waste my time. I don't want to waste their time, okay? Another thing, I feel like I'm really good at picking up vibes now, and it's not hard to pick up on, for example, if they have a little bit of an attitude, sometimes you can kind of tell, they just don't seem like they are very interested. And, or it seems like they just woke up and it's like, well, we've had this, you know, plan for the last 2 days, you know, we've had this set time, set day for the last 48 hours. So you should have been prepared. Okay. So if someone doesn't seem like they are prepared or they're not taking it seriously, then I cut it short. And like I said, I know within the first couple of minutes if I want to continue or not. If I like them, they really intrigue me, then I will invite them in the salon. And that is what our step two. And that is the first in-person interview. So we did the phone interview. I like them. I want them to come in and I want to meet them face to face. Okay. This is the interview where I really, really, really try my best to get to know them, okay? My interviews are pretty long. It just depends, honestly, on how well I vibe with the person. Typically, the shortest interview is 20 minutes, and that's a pretty short interview. That means someone that I asked certain questions and I did not like the answer with them, so I went ahead and cut it short. The first couple questions I ask, if I am not really getting a good taste in my mouth, I will cut it short and I will thank them for coming in, and I will leave it at that, okay? But typically within those first 15 to 20 minutes, you will know after you've asked, you know, you kind of got to know them a little bit. But typically my interviews, they can range anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour long. It really just depends. I've had some interviews last an hour or longer, but I've also had some that were only about 30 minutes. It kind of depends on that person too, because some people that first interview, they're super, super shy. So it's kind of hard to try to get them, you know, to open up. And this is why I do the different steps with the interview process, because some girls are really shy and it takes them a little bit to open up. So, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. And then some, they have really big outgoing personalities and they love to talk, and I love to talk as well. So we just get going, and sometimes we're sitting there and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, you know, I have a client here in 30 minutes. We need to cut this here soon. We need to stop. So, but that first interview, I asked them a lot of questions, not just about their experience, where they went to school, all of the basic things that you want to know as an owner. I also get to know them and their personality and everything about them, because that is so important. You want to know what kind of person they are. What do they do in their free time? What are their hobbies? If they're not at work, what are they doing? You know, I just like to get to know them. Do they spend time with their family? Do they like to go to concerts? What do they like to do? It's just makes me feel more connected with that person. And I really just truly want to get to know them before I just randomly bring someone in the salon after one interview, okay? Don't ever recommend doing that. I have a list of questions that I ask. I have about 20 of them. I also ask them about their goals, things like that. I asked them how they heard about us. I really dive deep, though, into how passionate they are about my company. Everyone that is at my company now is just truly passionate and truly wants to be here. But in my interview process before, I have interviewed people that they're like, oh, well, I just saw the ad on Indeed. And yeah, I've heard of you, you know, or yeah, but you know, they just don't really seem very interested in the company. And to me, that is a big, big, big red flag. But I've also interviewed girls, the girls that work here currently, that are extremely, they see our post on Instagram. They see how involved we are in the lash community. They see that and they want to be a part of that. And that is what I look for. And that's what you should look for as well, because you want to invest in your employees and you want them to do good, but you guys are a team. And if someone is coming in and they just want to be solo, then my salon is not for them, okay? Because we're a team and we're here to rock the lash industry together. And so that is what I look for. And I have a ton of questions that I ask them. I actually, when I went to LashCon this year, Paul, who in Tusney, Paul is the husband of Tusney that they put it on together. And I actually had emailed him because he had said he had questions. They are LashCast podcast. So you guys, if you're watching my podcast, I'm sure you listen to their podcast. And he has a full list of questions, of just really, really good questions. So I actually shout out to him on that, because I took some of his questions that I wasn't asking before. And those really, really did help as well. So definitely make sure you're asking the right questions. So that will be the first in-person interview. And then after that, depending on how that goes, I will invite them in for a second interview. Okay. And the second interview is typically a shadowing interview. So this is where they will come in and they will shadow a lash artist. They will shadow the receptionist. They will basically just see day to day how the salon works. And if they truly, truly want to be a part of that, I want them to see their future. And if they feel like they can fit in. And with I feel like I'm maybe a little bit different than some owners, because I not only am I looking for someone to be a good fit for me and my salon, but it's also, I do for them, I want them to feel like they're a good fit as well. I don't want someone to come in and just not feel like, you know, maybe our beliefs or things like that aren't on the same page, or I'm sure you understand what I'm saying, but I don't want them to feel like they just don't belong here, or that we're on different, maybe just not the same style and the same vibe, things like that. So I really want them to get a chance to see kind of how we operate and the things that we do, and see if they want to be a part of that or not. The girls will ask them questions while they're here. Sometimes some of them will take them out to lunch, things like that. So it really gives them opportunity to really get to know them, and they just get to hang out for the day, and we get to see how they interact with everyone else. And I really, you know, the girls that are here, I really value their opinion, and I want them to let me know if any type of red flags or something, because if that's the case, then I don't want to move forward in the interview process, because like I was saying to you guys earlier, everyone that is here, I have such a good team and I'm so thankful for them. And I don't want anyone to, if any of my girls tell me, hey, like something's off, or they said this and this really gave me a bad vibe, then I'm like, oh, okay, we're stopping it right now. Because if one of my girls is saying that, then that is a really big deal. I need to take that seriously. So that is the third thing. The fourth thing after that, so if that goes good and the girls love her, then we will move on to the next step, the next interview, which is lunch. I take them out to lunch, and this one, kind of the same thing as the first one, but it's a lot more relaxed, okay? It's out of the salon. We're not in the salon. So they're typically, if they are a little bit more shy, they open up. They aren't feeling the pressure of being in the salon and, you know, walking through of, you know, all the girls and all the lash artists. They just, sometimes that first interview, you get really nervous. So At this interview, it's away from the salon. It's just a lot more casual. And we just have lunch and we just chit chat and I really, really get to know them. And in this interview, typically is where I really, really, if they made it this far, then they are typically golden. Okay. So after that one, I know this seems like a lot, but it once you do it, it's really not that bad. After this is typically the last interview, okay? This is a 5-step process, and this is the model interview. Now, I always tell them, because a lot of the girls don't have much experience or maybe barely any at all, I let them know, this is, just do what you can, okay? I want you, don't feel down on yourself. I'm not looking at you to get 100% coverage in 2.5 hours. That's not what this is about, okay? I have them bring someone for that because I want someone that's understanding and really make them feel more comfortable. And I will check the work. I will look at it. I'll kind of, it gives me a, basically I can see where they're at for one, but for two, if I am giving them tips and tricks on how to do something a little bit better, I don't want them to get snotty with me. And in the beginning of this podcast, I was telling you about how sometimes girls with experience can be like that. That's one thing too. So now I have done this model. I do have this last on here, and typically I do it last just because a lot of the girls that I bring in, I have to do a lot of training with them. But if someone does have a little bit more experience, I will bump this up a little bit ahead of time, okay? Because I want to see how they take my critique. And I'm never rude to them. I never make them feel bad. But I always let them know, oh, well, you could do this. You know, this will help. This is a little bit easier. This is going to save you time. And I just see how they take that. Because I've actually, I just started this interview process, the 5 steps. But probably here recently, within the last probably 6 months, but I will say I have done a model in the past, even in the beginning when I first did, before I did this process. And I had girls that I knew it was not going to work out because, you know, they were experienced, but they had maybe learned off of YouTube or just not the proper trainings that train them properly. And when I tried to show them easier ways and things, that were easier to do, they took it very, very harshly and got very, very defensive and just not very nice. And that's not someone that I want in my salon, because I don't want someone that thinks that they've hit the master level and they can never improve. That's not what we're about. So really, 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 out of everything, really make sure you have them do a model, because you don't want to bring someone in before that and then you're trying to help them because they're representing you as well. It's your name as well. And you don't want them arguing with you or not listening to what you're saying, because that is the worst thing. Not only is it disrespectful to you, but also it hurts you, because all you're doing is trying to help them and they're just not taking it seriously, or they could care less to break bad habits. So I really, really recommend that you do the model. Do the multiple interviews. Do an interview out of the salon. Go to lunch. Do something out of the salon that isn't so much pressure, so they feel like they can't open up with you. And really make sure that you get your staff's opinion as well, because that will go a long way. So try to find someone that is passionate about your company and someone that truly wants to be there and work alongside you. And by doing this process, I really feel like it will help you find that. So I really hope that you can find someone like the team that I have found. And if you ever have any questions, feel free to DM me on Lash Alliance on Instagram. And Merry Christmas.